This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Heldman. Earlier this month, Aspen City Councilmember Ann Mullins traveled to Washington, D.C. to advocate for public lands issues. She was there with the Mountain Pact, an advocacy group representing mountain communities. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy covers environmental issues and is here to discuss what could come from this trip. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Carolyn.
What is Mountain Pact pushing our elected representatives to do?
Well, this year, Mountain Pact has three specific goals. The first deals with oil and gas leasing, and there are two acts in Congress that Mountain Pact is concerned about. Those are the Secure American Energy Act in the House and the Onshore Act in the Senate. And Mountain Pact is concerned that these bills would shift control of environmental review of oil and gas drilling from the federal government to state governments. Right now, in order to drill for oil and gas on federal lands, you have to get federal approval, which is known as the NEPA process. That's overseen by the U.S. Forest Service or the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. These bills propose turning approval for oil and gas drilling, even on federal lands, to the states in which those federal lands sit. So it would become up to Utah or Colorado to approve whether or not you can drill on federal lands that sit inside those states. The Mountain Pact also is lobbying to preserve the Bureau of Land Management's methane waste rule. This has been in the news quite a bit. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke announced that he would cut back on this rule, which aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from natural gas development. And finally, the group pushed for long-term renewal of the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That fund is financed by royalties from oil and gas companies, and this was the primary focus for Mullins.
It's a very well-developed idea of transferring money from an industry that's potentially harming the environment to being put back into repairing the environment and making the public lands accessible and useful and beneficial to the public.
That fund is set to expire in 2018. It hasn't been fully funded for quite some time now. Mullins and the Mountain Pact are hoping to secure full funding for this for the next 25 years.
So it sounds like they're acting almost as lobbyists in a way.
Exactly.
Who are they targeting?
Well, the representatives from Mountain Pact who made this trip were mostly from Colorado, with one person from Bend, Oregon, but the organization has members across seven states in the West. So they primarily targeted representatives from those seven states across the West. They met with senators and congresspeople from Colorado, New Mexico, Oregon, and Montana.
On both sides of the aisle?
Exactly. And Mullen said there were meetings with senators like Michael Bennett, where there's some preaching to the choir, but then they'd go see someone like Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana, and that's a tougher sell. They also met with staff from the Department of the Interior, which oversees the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the U.S. Forest Service, and more of those federal agencies.
How does the Mountain Pact's power compare to other lobbyists that are doing similar work?
It's tough to tell. This is the second time that Mullins has made the trip, and she would say they've made real progress in the last year. She feels like they're gaining in power and momentum. Last year, they had five major issues to take up with elected and government officials, and Mullins says they were successful on two of the five of those.
Okay, what were those?
So the first is about wildfire funding. Mountain Pact was really pushing for securing a reliable funding source to fight fires, which in the past has taken up a significant portion of the U.S. Forest Service budget. That funding was promised this past year in the omnibus spending bill. Basically, it sets aside money specifically for dealing with wildfires, so the Forest Service and other federal agencies aren't borrowing for other parts of their budget for wildfire. And the second success, the Mountain Pact says, was pushing for the completion of a report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis that basically identified the economic power of the outdoor recreation industry. That report was completed, and it was reported that outdoor recreation contributes $374 billion to the U.S. economy, which is about 2%.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about 2% of GDP, and that's actually more economic power than comes from oil and gas extraction, which is estimated at about 1.4% GDP.
Whoa.
So Mountain Pact thinks this gives them some real lobbying power.
Does that translate then to the issues they're focused on this year? Is it likely they'll see the outcomes they want?
Well, that's still pretty up in the air, and in the past week, there's been, it doesn't really look like it. Just a few days after Mullins returned home, Secretary Zinke told a Senate subcommittee that he's always supported the Land and Water Conservation Fund, but then proposed to cut its funding by more than 90%. He hasn't spoken of a change in his position on the methane waste rule, and it's tough to know of the impact on elected representatives just yet. We'll kind of have to wait and see.
It's really complicated.
Thanks.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That was Environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy reporting on the lobbying work of the Mountain Pact and Aspen City Council member Ann Mullins. I'm Carolyn Heldman. This is Aspen Public Radio.